Define transformation for Kelly. Can anyone do that?
It changed.
Change from being one thing to being something.
Hopefully it changed for good.
Hopefully changed for good. I pretty can transform to something bad, but we would not, we're probably not. We really want to start to focus in on transforming what? And this sort of in terms of the American church, that it's our job to come alongside people and work alongside people to help them personally transform. Into what? What are we transforming into?
What Jesus wants us to be.
What Jesus wants us to be, what God has created us. So I know, beloved, thank you so much for doing such a fantastic job filling in for me last week. Can we suspend questions till after? Can we do that? Okay. Then we'll do it after. And we went up through everything we've been talking to, but since time being limited, I just want to recap what was talked about last week. And that was week number five, session number five, which is fostering change. Okay, so what are some things that foster change? What are some things, all right, I'll give you the answer to a couple there, or did it get fancy? But when people are going through change, or when there are things that are, people always say they want to change, but things happen that facilitate you thinking, this is the time to change. And what are those things? There's a screen.
A crisis.
Okay.
Crisis or catastrophe.
A recent crisis. Okay, there's probably a lot of changes that happened.
As an example, Kelly Direct was a crisis. It was something that would have made your whole life change.
It changed your life. And she's
I see the crisis with the last 50 years now.
How long ago was that?
I was 18.
You were 18.
Then 18.
I happened over 30 years ago.
Never let a crisis go. But look, you know, and also, if you get to the point where you're just that sort of the burden of the status quo, and you've been dealing with something for a long time, you're just sick and tired of being sick and tired.
Yes.
And you're ready. You're ready for a change. Mm-hmm.
That's a really good time. Yeah. Or you thought about a new way to do something.
Mm-hmm.
New way of doing something. You've been doing something the same way, and something happens. But I really want to sort of. On the screen, I don't think I had it in there, but I have it in my notes. What would be probably the most important thing? I didn't even put it on the screen. Well, remember, until someone is ready to change, nothing happens, right? So they're willing to change. You're wasting your time, basically. I mean, you can be patient and wait. But we're always trying to be sensitive to, are people really ready to make the kind of changes that they need to? Oh, I didn't put it up there. Because people are on a continuum from this picture. I don't have a graphic representation. But on the left-hand side, people are not ready to change. Do we have
anything? Okay, John. It's okay, John.
Oh. We have some people entering, and John is waiting. And the other end is to, we want to get people on the right-hand side of the continuum where they're ready to change, where they're ready to move forward. Amen? So I want us just to, you know, this being a Bible study, well, why don't we have a Bible verse? I think that's a great idea. Does anyone want to read Colossians 1:28-29? Anyone other than God? Sorry, Don, you do it all the time. Okay, Kat.
We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ. For this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it boils down to. We are facilitating that, underlying that one line, that we may present every man. Leading Christ. That's what a transformation is. to complete this change. That's our job. That's what we're doing and walking alongside people to do. So, let's do the video.